Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Rosé, I know about that Nicaragua.
Yeah. In the matchbox, I saw my first nickel rock. Cash it in the winner's first nickel spot. Rest in peace to Arthur, boy, we gotta give him props. Him and Angel as he chopped that first nickel rocks. Natural ball hustler, so you know the dream's through. Gold D's on the Chevy, what the cream do? Front line is still our steam too. Always ready for whatever when it came to. Young nigga took an L and he chose a tail. All the boys over there, they never took it well. Do the math on the app when the time comes. Have your ass on your back with your eyes stuck. Pay mama light bill with them nickel rocks. Even kept the phone on with them nickel rocks. Got my first pair of Jordans for them nickel rocks. Even felt extorted for them nickel rocks. Got it all, but the dad's only nickel rock. Got a $5 sale for these nickel rocks. Seen a man kill his brother for a nickel rock. I'm a bad motherfucker with a nickel rock.
Got popped behind a nickel rock.
Damn.
The best times was on the block, was on the nickel spot. Jank the Pete got 30 for a nickel rock. Repeated offender. Should have told that to stop before they ate him for dinner. The church ran by a sinner since his word living stopped. When he finished communion, he go and get a nickel rock. Loose started with a nickel rock. Started flipping plenty blocks. 30 years fed cause he sold that first nickel rock. Got my first for a nickel rock. Ain't gonna lie, that was hot. If I had it, she would've got a block. Rock solid over here, no question. Don't get old and $5 and he stretch over a nickel rock.
Hey, mama light bill with them nickel rocks. Even kept the phone on with them nickel rocks. Got my first pair of Jordans for them nickel rocks. Even felt extorted for them nickel rocks. Got it all, but the dad's only nickel rocks. Got a $5 sale for these nickel rocks. Seen a man kill his brother for a nickel rock. I'm a bad motherfucker with a nickel rock. Put the pistol in your name and you may get the blame. I just wanna feel the fame and go get a chain. Old shooter on the team, my Bernard King. Started with a nickel rock and got a triple beam. What you want? Go red, you the fed. Put this pistol to your head, it's time to go to bed. On the counter, I just wanna see my daughter fed. Went to the store and I came back with just a loaf of bread. Real when your nickel rock your record deal. Lucy did a nickel back on top, then the real. Double M, we get the money that you never will. One nickel rock in my pocket to a half a meal. Yeah. Pay mama light bill with them nickel rocks. Even kept the phone on with them nickel rocks. Got my first pair of Jordans for them nickel rocks. Even felt extorted for them nickel rocks. Got it all, but the dad's only nickel rock. Got a $5 sale for these nickel rocks. Seen a man kill his brother for a nickel rock. I'm a bad man, but I'm stuck with a nickel rock.
Yeah, I remember when Hearns had them motherfucking 50 cent pieces up there. But anyway, RIP to the Matchbox Project, you heard me? One time for that boy, Black Boy, man. Shout out to Grayland, man. RIP, man. Smith's Angel, man. RIP, Arthur, man. RIP, Peanut. Shout out my niggas on 183rd. All my Kara City niggas, man. Stay in Kara City no more. Shout out to Miami Guns. Murder Guns. Fuck them down. Got me f***ed up. Kara City niggas. Shout out to Open Locker, Overtown. Shout out to my one Spanish bitch I got in Wynwood, you heard me? Shout out to all my young motherfucking dreads. Shout out to all the Zoes, all my Deerfields, all my 954s, all my down south. What them with that work at?
Shout out to all my Spanish.
I said I like women. Women.
Ha ha ha.
Oh, boy.
No, Father, buddy. After we get the official, can we get the official drop, bro? Is you just trying to change the whole format of the show?
Nah, I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself, man. I couldn't help myself.
Delivered yourself from that.
See, James is delivered. Hey, it's 6:05 out in Phoenix, Arizona, 9:05 New York City. Coming to you live from Tampa. What up, everybody? Hip hop informer. I'm delivered. Okay, Wednesday. Relationship Wednesday. Hey, we doing it big. Hey, it's the holidays, but still, we want to remind you, not one dime, folks. It's a movement going on. For some reason, I think people think it's going away. It's not going away, ask Russell Simmons. I'm your hip-hop informer coming to you live again out of Tampa tonight. The DMV brings us that dude. Again, he's delivered, St. James. What up, brother?
Was good. Hey, yo. We ain't talk about this yet, the sun. We hit 100,000 about a week ago.
What?
I did see that. Congratulations, good people. Hey, thanks for rocking with us.
Yet another reason
everybody.
To party.
Thanks for rocking with us. Hey, birthday girl, all the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City. She's hot chocolate, repping the birthday weekend.
Wow. That's right. Hello, TM Hyman Radio World. Thank you for getting us to 100,000. I wanted to make all sorts of noise and shoot off confetti and fireworks and sparklers. We did that, but I missed my opportunity to do so. So there we go. We'll do it, though.
Work. Madam CeeLo Boston, I may stop past. This evening. I know she was having some technical difficulties live out of Charlotte, but again, we're trying to get over the hump tonight. We're going to have fun with the topic. The bottom line is we know, you know, 60 is the new, 50 is the new, what is it?
Supposedly 30 is the new 20, and then, you
20,
know,
right.
60 would be
every
the new
10 after that.
60
right.
would be the new 50, 40 would be the new 30, and
right.
so on and so forth. The bottom line is it's becoming more and more difficult to be mature. We're going backwards instead of forwards.
Definitely.
How old is too old before you stop running the street, before you stop hanging on the block, before you stop lacking quality time and getting a job, but simply hanging out? How old is too old? For me, it was like 18.
Damn.
Because I moved to another state and it was independent living. I had to pay my own bills. So
yeah.
Playing games was like over, done.
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, for me, it was, we'll say 23. That's when I moved out on my own.
Damn. Y'all make me feel immature as hell.
I mean, but I had a kid, so I had to, you know.
Oh, yeah, you kind of was there, I guess.
But I didn't.
I guess
didn't
me.
Kids, but I had a huge sense of independence, though, and responsibility. Like a huge sense of responsibility, and I felt like I was prepared for it. And
yeah,
fortunately, I was. You know what I'm saying? I mean, fortunately, I was. But
yeah.
Say, how old is too old? When did you stop hanging in the street, dude? Because I'm not going to say I stopped hanging in the street at 18. I'm just going to say I stopped playing games at like 18.
Oh, man,
but as
that's
far as,
very
you know
fair.
As far as
that's
hanging in the street,
fair.
That was probably about maybe 32 for me.
I mean, I still
like
hang out every now and then, but, you know,
that's
every weekend hanging out and, you know, Wednesday through Saturday or, you know, that type of thing, that stopped in, sheesh, for real, like my mid-20s. I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
I
know.
I
rocked
that
well into my 30s.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See, like, I got married at 28. So I want to say I stopped hanging, like, hard body in the streets, like, you know, every day was my birthday type activity. Probably, like, 25. I started slowing down then because, you know, that's when I got serious with, you know, my shorty, who's my wife now. And I was tired at that point in life anyway. I was kind of, I experienced Atlanta in the height of this party central lifestyle.
Right.
So, you know, I was burnt out. I was tired. It was a rough road after that.
I burnt out.
So I said my profile.
I kept burning it well after.
But let me make this clear though.
You had that responsibility.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. So let me make this clear on that. It's kind of like sounding like how Gina was saying how 23 things she had to cut the fat on a lot of things because, you know, responsibility kicked in. So it was kind of like that with me. And it's like at that point also, like, you know, I had moved up here to the D.C. area. So shortly after that, and it was like, you know, it was go time. It was like you're out of college now. You got a corporate position now. So it's like, okay. You got this, just your life is what you make it right now. So, you know, it was around that time, I guess. But I did party still, only in New York and Atlanta, though. I ain't partying in D.C. That was the only thing.
Work. Hey, it's 9/11, everybody. Hey, again, hump day. We're trying to get over the hump relationship Wednesday. Real talk, real people, real times. We are the Social Lab, GM Hum Radio. We're going to pause for the calls, come right back. Safe games. Hot chocolate TM. Back in
100,000.
And for the record, I think this song is
baking soda.
whip it through the glass. I'm blowing money fast. I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco. I got it for the Lolo. I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco. I got it for the Lolo.
Turn up.
I'm in love with the coco.
Tim Hyman Radio Live, 9:16 p.m. here in Tampa Bay, Florida. Your girl, Hot Chocolate. Yes, the birthday girl in the building with my boys, TM the General and Sadie James. Madam CeeLo Boston hopefully will be joining us as well. It is Hump Day Relationship Wednesday, and we want to know from our over now 100,000 listeners, you, thank you again for rocking with us. What do you think is too old to be out running the streets? What's too old to be club hopping? What age is too old just to be not taking responsibility for what you really need to be doing and getting your priorities in order instead of out popping bottles and twerking and shaking and bringing up daylight, letting the sun beat you home and that type of thing? Let us know. 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in.
I'll tell you, for me, it was simply the fact that I didn't have a responsibility. Again, say got married at 28. You know what I'm saying? At 28, I had just purchased my first home. That was my wife.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And
you know
for me,
I had already paid off a car and had purchased a home by 28. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
my baby was my vehicle and my crib was my wife. And it was a whole lot of responsibility. And so
yeah.
I got it, but it allowed me bandwidth to still be able to run the street. So it wasn't like I wasn't responsible running the street. You know what I'm saying? I was a responsible gigolo.
Hey, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with it.
If that's not an oxymoron, a responsible gigolo.
No. It's a very fair statement because I can relate to the madness. All right? You know,
thank you, bro.
Prior to that, I was running around. It was time from Wednesday evening to Sunday evening, I would not see the same place more than twice. See what I'm saying? And I was in school, and I was still, you know, passing my classes. I was still working a job, you know, probably about 30 hours a week. And outside of that, I was partying my ass off, and I was getting my thing on. You know what I mean? Bottom line.
Yeah. Well, see, my
so this
my
is balance. As long as you have balance, you know, you have balance.
I mean, yeah, that's true. That's true. You must have balance. Mine came in being a young parent, young in college as well, went straight from high school to college at 17, already had my son. So living at home instead of living on campus in the dorms, I had more freedom because I had a built-in babysitter, so I was able to, you know, go to school, do what I needed to do there, and still be able to enjoy the college lifestyle. Now, at that time, it was running the streets from Wednesday to pretty much Sunday in college because, you know, college life, especially in Norfolk State party school, shout out to my Spartans. It's not the party school anymore. Let me stop lying. Yes, it is. But anyway.
Green and gold, baby, green and gold.
Yeah, I was able to, enjoy the college life. Now, my responsibility kicked in seriously when my mother relocated here to Florida, and I was in Virginia with just me and my son. So as far as my family, it was just us. But his family, being my son's father's side of the family from Virginia originally as well, held me down on that aspect. So, you know, if I still needed freedom or, you know, needed to rest after working, because at that point I had two jobs trying to support us. So that's when the partying came to a halt in that capacity. I can't say that it completely stopped because it didn't, but it just halted that party binging, if you would say, for those many days.
But how old is too old? Because this is what I believe. I mean, to each his own at the end of the day. I mean, you know, we like to have fun here. But the question tonight is, how old is too old before you really stop, I mean, literally hang on the block, run the street? I think it's important to stay relevant. Well, wherever you're from, you know what I'm saying, wherever you are, I think it's important to stay relevant. And if you have kids or if you're a family person, I think it's important to stay relevant and hang out and know where to go, you know what I'm saying, when you're looking for information or when somebody come up missing. You know what I'm saying? It's important to know where to go. So you got to, you know, be informed to a certain degree. But, I mean, we're talking about hanging on the block, hanging in the street. I still see, like old dudes, like, on bicycles. Like,
word.
I mean, like still
it's like
in the street.
It's like, why are you 47 years old still getting shot in the arm running from cops or something like that? You're still getting clipped off, you know, grazed bullets or whatever because you out there banging too hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
50,
it's like, come on, I gotta stop. So you're 50 years old, dude.
Yeah. You're 54 on the block with a St. Nines in your hand.
I mean, why?
Why still know people gotta call you for the 20 sack, you know?
Right.
No. That's exactly what I was about to say. Why are you known, or why, as a grand or a great grand, are you getting high or dealing dope with your grand?
Exactly.
And so I mean, I get we get of course. You know what I'm saying? We are urban.
we
don't deny it.
We are
urban. We know.
But then just go on an urban community.
We know economics. We know circumstance. We know the, you know what I mean? But we're not just trying to stereotype or generalize. The question tonight, how old is too old, is not a generalization on our part either. It's a real question because some things we know. And we want to hear from you. We don't just want it to be a dialogue amongst us. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I hijacked it.
Yeah. It just as far as the generalization, it isn't just the urban community. You know, there are other ethnicities, nationalities that have that same issue of, you know, some people are more responsible than you have some people that just run the streets at 45. Like I said, like you don't have a sense of responsibility for your age range. Just like you said, like people are grown, but have they actually grown up?
Do we lose track? Do we lose track of time? I know we used to joke and talk about being in the time war. Or being in the time trap, or going back in time. I mean, but do we lose track of time when you are 49 and you still rocking cornrows? All of your cornrows is gray as hell.
All three of them cornrows, right?
Not all three of them. You still got on Jordan.
You know, I mean, what is that, folks? Hit us up. Let us know. It's not 24. On the East Coast, 624 on the West Coast. St. James Hot Chocolate TM. Hey, it's the Social Lab, real talk. We're going to pause for the call.
Yo,
I got
a crazy question I want to ask y'all, too. I want you to think about this while we're on the break, though. How old is it for the ladies to stop stripping? Think about that. I think some old-ass strippers don't look good now.
Baby, I know you're wondering why I won't go. How old is it to have one night stand still? That's a valid question. And with your wrinkled, I can't be your lover.
I'm saying, I mean, you can with Viagra, but I just don't want to think about
it. Scrams. If I'm not, I ain't looking at no 83-year-old snatch. I'm sorry.
If you're 83, how old is the snatch? First of all, if you yourself are 83, you better be trying to deal with something that's around your age.
Dude said he had a younger woman. He said he had a younger woman, and he was like 84, had a younger woman. So she was like 72.
That's the age range it needs to be instead of it being Anna
that's
Nicole.
That's big talk right there. Big talk. Yeah, everybody knew. Like, how could you even?
I don't want to think about it.
Hey, yo. Not that that's my cup of tea. Regardless, just still like,
I want to get to that age. I just don't want to think about the visual. The visual is not very appealing, no matter how.
Let's flip the visual. Steve asked before the break, how old is it before you stop stripping? Ladies, how old is too old? But before you set down,
it needs to be really... I'm not a stripper, never have been, never will be, but I've never been a professional stripper, meaning out in public, but I get down for my man. Now, that I will put on a show and pop lock and drop it, and you know what I'm saying? All right. Getting tips and working out in the public and all of that. No, you need to stop doing that around 30.
We're gonna go to the phone.
I'll say 30.
We're gonna go to the phone. But how old is
30?
That's double 30. D's. That's double D's right there with us. Double D's. How about us? What you talking about?
What up, D?
Hey, family, we're in store. Are we stripping? We too old.
Hey.
Stripping, Dee Dee. How old is too old before you stop stripping, Dee Dee?
When your body. I'm not going to say when gravity takes hold, because gravity takes hold at a very early age, but when the wrinkles begin to form because gravity has begun to take hold, that's when you're too old to strip. I would say that.
Wait a minute.
Could be in your 40s.
Wait a minute. That's what I was about to get to. So you mean to tell me it doesn't have like an age of morality? Where it's like, okay, I need to get my stuff together. I shouldn't be up there.
That's where I was.
43 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, let me say this. 45. I'm going to always say this. Let me answer that question. Let me answer the question you first asked me. Stripping is a job. It's a job. It's a job before I was born. It's going to be a job after I leave this earth. It's a job. It puts food on somebody's table. So therefore, I'm not knocking it. It's the morality. I'm not gonna say it's wrong. You know what I'm saying? But that's when you get to morality and all that. It is what it is for whomever. It works for some. It doesn't work for other. I'm not judging anybody. What I will say is that individual woman, is whatever her goal or her purpose is, why she's there. You know what I'm saying? If she's there to put food on the table, then she gotta go. She's there. If she's there to pay her way through college, it's okay. If she's there just supporting the habit, you might be too old for that. You know, but it just depends.
I could dig it. Like I said, I wasn't looking in a judgmental way, but I was just saying, just from a morality, ethical standpoint or whatever, you know, I feel it's a young woman's sport. If you got to do, you got to do. All right, so be it. I can't point the finger.
It's easier
right now,
for me to go get on that pole than it is for me to go get an accounting job, and I have an accounting degree right now.
It really is.
I bet it is.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I can go make more money right now.
God has blessed you.
with a God somewhere. And with that, young lady, you are available to get us into our segment. There is a God somewhere.
Yes, there is. God is good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, praise God. Praise God this evening. Thank you.
Amen.
Well, now we transition to tonight to health and wellness, Pump A Health and Wellness. Thank you for joining me, my TM Hyman family and listeners. I am so happy to be here with you this evening. And this evening I wanted to start. We have four Wednesdays before the new year, or 3 Wednesdays before New Year's Eve, or 4 Wednesdays before the first of the year, if you want to look at it like that. So since we are in crunch time, this is wrap-up month. So each Health and Wellness Wednesday is going to be wrap-up Health and Wellness Wednesday, and we're just going to prepare for the new year. And just look back over everything that we've done this year as far as our health and wellness, be it physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, health and wellness. So tonight I just wanted to do physical health and wellness wrap-up. I just want to make sure everyone, we already know that we're going to have those who are going to make their resolutions to lose weight in the new year. That happens every single year. We're going to have those people who are going to come to the gym, get a membership, and they're going to be in the gym for the first 2 months. They're going to be in my way. Absolutely. But you know what? You just get the people come to the gym, you let them work out, and then they will leave. It'll be okay. You'll get your machine back, I promise, because they're going to stay home. But
yeah,
this is what I wanted to say for tonight's health and wellness recap, physical health and wellness recap. One, everybody, please make sure you do your reading. First and foremost, reading is extremely important. You need to know what you're getting yourself into as far as your health, as far as what you want to do or your health regimen. If you want to go the supplements and vitamins route, read up on the type of supplements and vitamins you want to take. If you want to do a physical regimen, then you need to still read about the type of activities or exercise that you want to do. First, you want to consult your doctors to make sure that you're able to do these things. And then after you get the green light from there, then again, do your research to find out what you need, what you actually need for you, because everything is not for everybody. So if you don't have a goal or a plan, then you don't know where to begin. So make sure you've done that. And if you have been successful with that, congratulations. And if not, this is a great time to start. So when you do start the gym, your resolution in January when you're in the gym, you might can stay there longer than 2 months because you actually have a plan and a goal to reach. Also, excuse me, for those of you that aren't doing the resolution so much at the beginning of the year, you've already got into your resolution, you're already in your routine, keep up the good work. But again, also you too can read. Make sure that you're not doing anything that isn't benefiting you overall. As much as I go to the gym sometimes, I do find that depending on what my goal is, that I am doing exercises that's not benefiting my goal, that's not benefiting me as far as reaching my goal. So make sure you know, again, what your goal is and that you're reading up on those things to help you reach that goal. And also provide help to those that you do see in the gym or that you do see out and about, that, you know, you hear them talking about health and wellness or their health or their fitness. You know, if you've been reading, you have some education, please be a blessing to others. That's how you're going to get to your goal much faster. The more that you give, the more that you'll gain, or I should say lose. Anyway, so it's just a health and wellness physical recap for the year, and next week I'll bring you a health and wellness mental recap. Thank you for joining us on this Hump Day Wednesday, and have a great evening.
We're going for a talk. Come right back to the other side of this where you got a duck talk. You're inside a Hump Day Wednesday. You know, I'm already alive. It's the social lab.
Word. And D, I just want to let you know that, you know, the Lord has blessed you. And some men, after seeing you, they would declare,
I'm not gay no more.
Because they will see the light.
That is a blessing, and God be the glory.
And I know they're going to see. I promise.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
man.
Oh, Lord.
BSB.
Good day in here.
You know I love this. If you don't f*** with this, die slow. Got the H-Shot revolver. Huh?
Minister society. Brothers, my dog made 3 feds, magazine covers. Get shot for the beat, wash up on the beach. Butt naked, full of hoes, Tim's on your feet. You're stretched on the block, covered with the top. Backwoods, stay strapped, smoking in the dark. Get your 40s, how you writing books? I'm from the city, testifying, get your body took. Uncle Mar rats on me cause of all the cheese. Been had a minute going, now it's time to squeeze. 50 stacks of cars, boy, now pay the penalty. Call your kids, I swear to God, you're gonna remember me. Words are powerful, it's time to see my deep. In the two-seater in Atlanta, picking up me. Ferrari or the Lambo, cause I got them both. Took a chain, next they know I got them smoke. Never rob, baby, I'm so forever mob. I'm out in Vegas at the Palms playing paddle ball. Push a button, I can turn it to battle raw. Kick yourself, how you ride on all your dogs? Play my position, here I am, so now it's time to ball.
It's all about the money. It's all about the money. I be in the hood, drop Wranglers. Sell the paper in my porch, cause I'm 94th and Wilmore in the kitchen. Cooking birds, saying thanks for giving. On the Schwarzenegger, on from the whipping. On the Schwarzenegger, on from the whipping. One reply to you, sneak dissing. Suck it when you see me, know I'm gripping.
You never seen nothing like this. Last brothers with the aim. I wish it would, boy. I'm singing, sleeping with your missus. Call me Young Mellow, cause scoring is my dish, boy. I'm CP3 cause I be dishing and handling the rock. Chef cooking with the pot, boy. It's all about the money.
No limit to my money, I should get a tank. They walk me through the back, entering the bank. Base running errands, so I'm giving Hank. That's a hit, had him hit, lead it blank. He got 6 feet, I got 6 figures. Nothing less than 6 shots, coming off the hip. Life a trip, life a gamble, I'm a big chip. $1,000 hand wrist splitter.
You never seen nothing like this. Last brothers with the aim. I wish it would, boy. I'm singing, sleeping with your missus. Call me Young Mellow, cause scoring is my dish, boy. I'm CP3 cause I be dishing and handling the rock. Chef cooking with the pot, boy. It's all about the money.
More money, more problems, big study best. If you got a problem with me, better wear vest. A fully s***ing hot slugs flying out the tech. I put a couple hot slugs all in your chest. I be strapped like them white boys that climb rocks. One call, I have a in a pine box. Young Lito, man, I'm known for selling dime rocks. My b**** is dumb, but I still let a nine pop.
You never seen nothing like this. Last brothers with the aim. I wish it would, boy. I'm singing, sleeping with your missus. Call me Young Mellow, cause scoring is my dish, boy. I'm CP3 cause I be dishing and handling the rock. Chef cooking with the pot, boy.
All right. That was Troy Av, All About the Money. And we are about to get into that good stuff, that great stuff, that adult conversation with Dave.
Damn, no pressure. Damn.
Give it to us, Dave. Give it to us.
Got to make it that good stuff now.
Hey, matter of fact, help me feel stress free. Why don't you do that?
All right.
Can't even listen to me.
I will help you feel stress free. I am listening.
There you
I
go.
Am.
Okay. All right, but yeah, this is what I'm talking about tonight. It's a little, I know I'm normally silly, but it's a little serious topic right here.
I was scrolling through some social media sites or whatever and saw this. I don't know if you guys have been up on this Floyd Mayweather thing with this. This crazy, the Stephanie Mosey situation
with the young lady from Hit the Floor, right?
Hit the Floor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those that may not be caught up to speed about it, story broke that Floyd was actually on FaceTime with one of his friends from his team Money, his Money,
Money
team Mayweather,
mm-hmm.
his Money team crew, whatever. And he was on FaceTime with this dude while he was premeditating to kill his wife. And the wife of Stephanie Mosley from VH1's show Hit the Floor. She supposedly, allegedly, I would say, had an affair, or not an affair, but she used to mess with some of the likings of names like Chris Brown and Trey Songz, but I heard Trey Songz' name kept popping up for whatever reason. And it's kind of saying that, like I said, this is all legend now, that Floyd kind of gassed him up, like, not to off her, but to, like, dump her, like, yo, you need to leave her, whatever, whatever. But I guess, you know, a man's emotions that's unstable sometimes get in the way of ration, and he took it to the next level. And, you know, this is where, like, a whole accelerated level of domestic violence that ultimately ended up being a fatal situation. And it's just weird to me, not weird to me, but it just kind of troubles me how you can watch that on FaceTime and other witnesses or other indirect witnesses to the, you know, hearing the gunshots have to call the police, you know what I'm saying, to respond to the situation. You know what I mean? Like, I know that's your boy and everything, but, I mean, if you know he about to do something stupid, you need to save him from himself as well as save his chick from this ultimate, you know, conclusion of the story right here. And it's not nothing to dump on Floyd, because I'm pretty sure that, you know, he's kind of going through it right now and being close to everybody like that. But at the same time, I just want to raise light to this situation. And it kind of, you know, it's kind of disturbing. Like, I don't know if that image is ever going to be erased out of the mental files of his mind, you know, and if he feels any kind of, you know, guilt or any kind of way of adding fuel to this fire that may have been burning within. Because that's obviously a crime of passion. And we've seen different crimes of passion take place throughout the years. I mean, there was a case out here in Maryland where this dude went to his girl's, his ex-girl's job and set her on fire in the Sprint store.
Oh, my gosh.
What word? They had it on camera and everything. He had some kind of solution, flammable solution, threw it on her and threw a match at her. Bang. Richard Pryor all over again, son. It was crazy. And you know.
Wow.
Word. And I don't even know. And the thing about it, it raised a big stink out here, because I don't even think the conviction was suiting to the actual actions that took place.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he didn't get, like, no kind of 10 to 15, no premeditated attempt murder. I think he just got, like, a couple years in a puzzle factory, and that was going to be it. He was going to be, like, you know, monitored or supervised probation or parole after that or whatever. And it was a real big deal out here for a couple years. You know, so, I mean, I don't know, man. It's this whole situation is off to me. And I just don't understand how guys can get that emotionally caught up in themselves and that jealous. And I'm a Scorpio, so I know what it's like to be jealous. So I just don't understand how you can go that far to say, if I can't have you, nobody's going to have you. I think that's, you know, that's extremely selfish and just extremely, you know, erratic in your thinking and very, you know, it's absurd. It's an absurd rationale to have. Because, you know, I don't know, man. It's
maybe learn to sing and you wouldn't have this problem. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, dog. But I mean,
at what point in that do you start considering? Okay, because you mentioned him not contacting anyone to save his friend from himself. Like, and I'm not really the biggest Floyd Mayweather fan. Let me say that first. But just to play devil's advocate to him, from what I understand in hearing the story, he was trying to talk him out of doing
anything. He was trying to talk him down.
He was trying to talk him off the ledge. Yeah. He was trying to talk him off the ledge.
I'll give him that.
And at what point do you, in trying to talk your friend off of the ledge, do you feel like you're succeeding or is slipping away from you? You know, and then how does he separate himself from that situation where he's talking to the friend on the phone? You can't lose him on the phone because you're afraid of what he's going to do, even though he ended up doing it while he was on the phone. So how do you,
that's a fine line you're talking about, though. That's a very fine line to walk on
right there.
You know, I don't think the greatest of psychiatric, minds could be able to tell that, depending on how people are able to mask their emotions the way that they would in a situation such as that.
Right,
you know what I mean? So it's that. That's a very fine line to be walking on right there, to kind of see when to say when. So it's like I said, I wasn't trying to dump on him about it. Don't get it twisted. That wasn't the intent of the monologue that I had right there. But it was just like, you know, I don't know. And I'm glad you brought that up too. I just don't know what to take from the situation. I just think it's extremely unfortunate because he took his own life at the end of the day too. Once the SWAT came to kind of try to kick the door down to try to, you know, apprehend him, they said there was one more shot that fired out, and that was, you know, to him, you know, because they said he caught her in the tub and just let go, you know, and, you know, it's just tragic.
Yeah,
it's a bad movie that ended the wrong way, you know.
Condolences to both of their families. Let's pause. It's 9:51, and we'll come right back and wrap up the show. TM Hammer Radio Live, Hump Day Wednesday. We'll be right back.
Happy birthday, girlie.
If you know me, you know this ain't my first way. Certified everywhere, ain't got a printed resume. Take y'all. Talk crazy, I pull up underlay. R.P. to Nate, dog. I had to regulate. Public service announcement. Why my wrist, man? Why wrist, man? Me go! Bro, dance to the left. My wrist, dance to the right. Lil' mama, she keep looking at me.
I'ma knock you out like white knight.
Hit it with a left, hit it with a right. I'ma knock you out like white knight. Beat it with the left, hit it with the right. I'ma knock you out like white knight. If you know me, know this ain't my first way. Certified everywhere, ain't got a printed resume.
Take y'all, LA.
Talk crazy, I pull up underlay. R.P. to Nate, dog. I had to regulate. Pocket rocket fire, watch him disintegrate. It's a short load coming on the interstate. Third line state, all on my dinner plate. Your main beer, cause she wanna make a stay straight. Rich nigga, I can never be a broke nigga. Broke nigga, I can never get along with them. Always been hated since a little nigga.
Always.
But forever push you nigga, gotta deal with it. Bro, stand to the left. My wrist, stand to the right. Lil' mama, she keep looking at me.
I'ma knock you out like white knight.
Hit it with a left, hit it with a right. I'ma knock you out like white knight. Hit it with a left, hit it with the right. I'ma knock you out like white knight.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Rumble, young nigga, rumble. Lil' mama want a nigga like me in the sea. Ice Cube, knock it out like D-Bo. Now who's that talking that gangsta shit? Ain't somebody gon' kick your ass. When I walk up in the club, I bet I make a thunderstorm. Let them know that it's a whole lot of cash.
Fuck rich niggas on the right all night.
Rich niggas, broke niggas
to the left by yourself.
Fuck a D.
Now who the hell just said that the roof on fire? Call 911 like what? Club?
Go.
Broke, dance to the left. My wrist, dance to the right.
Lil mama, she keep looking at me. I'ma knock you out like fight. Hit it with a left, hit it with a right. I'ma knock you out like fight. Beat it with the left, beat it with the right. I'ma knock you out like fight. I'm a rich hitter, I don't like a lame hitter. Snitch hitter, broke hitter, I don't deal with all of my hitters official. A fishy bashy, a stripper. My hitters are criminals trying to get to the imminent. Lil mama say that she innocent, but she drinking my pills. I got my ass in diamond dancing, me go gain in the building. Make it clap like Magnolia. Young rich hitter, on the couch talking to Oprah. Bottles in the view while I stand on the sofa. I don't speak your language, broken is, I thought I told ya. Stripper, they be smoking no hookah, my hitters ballin' like Buddha. Pull up in the double, I like go scare your Freddy Krueger. Blooded Frank Mueller. Bro, stand to the left. My wrist stands to the right. Lil mama, she keep looking at me. I'ma knock you out like fight. Hit it with a left, hit it with a right. I'ma knock you out like fight. Beat it with the left, beat it with the right. I'ma knock you out like fight.
Team Muhammad Radio, it is 9:54 p.m. out here on the East Coast. We are 5 minutes up in the show. And to those that were listening to the last segment, I really wasn't trying to be insensitive to the topic, playing that song, following what we were talking about. But I liked that song, so if you didn't like it, kiss my ass. It don't matter. We were talking back behind the song while it was playing. What I said?
You're never
and Double D's, you brought up a good point. It's from the experience side of things, I would say. Guessing. Share your thoughts on that real quick on a point that I may have raised in the last segment.
You asked the question, say, about, you know, what would bring a man to the place to say in his mind that if I can't have you, no one else can. And you know, sometimes my thing was, sometimes that may be the case, but the majority of the time, that's not the thought process really in which they're going. If I can't have you, no one else can. It's because a man, society has deemed it so that men are not supposed to be sensitive and tender and express feelings and emotions and hurt. They're hurting. They're emotional. They don't know how to get it out. They don't know how to express it. We as women look at them as weak or disrespect them because they do. Therefore, the only way they know how to express this hurt or to not hurt anymore is to end the hurting. How do you do that, people, of the person that has called to hurt, and then you take your life because you don't want to hurt anymore? So it's not so much as if I can't have you, no one else can. I'm not being selfish in that sense. I'm telling you, I'm hurting, and this is the only way I can talk to you about it. That's it.
Wow. It's unfortunate that I have to come to that, and that, you know, it's just the one word I can think of. It's unfortunate that there's not enough. I don't even say there's not enough love in your life or not enough love in your heart to be able to forgive and forget, or just be able to look past, you know, human shortcomings and human frailties that we have in life.
If your environment
doesn't
teach you that, you can't do it. If your environment, if your upbringing, you got to think all these factors, they play a part.
They do.
They play a part. Men hold on to anger, you know, they internalize anger differently from women. It's not that easy. It's just not that easy.
This much is true. I can definitely guarantee that. And this goes back to a point that I used to raise a long time ago. A lot of people disagree with me on this, but if you look at the dynamic behind the statement or surrounding the statement, you can kind of see the point I'm coming from. I always was a believer that men love harder than women.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
I believe that
okay.
too.
So it's like, you know, and with that being the case.
That's why we
like you
that's
saying.
That's why we disattach.
Right.
You know, we don't get in our feelings. We don't like that.
Right.
Exactly. And that was going to be to Didi's point that you were saying that we have no other way. We don't know how to express it because we're not used to being to having to love with everything, with all our being. And then once that love gets defied or gets, you know, there's a distrust that comes along with you that's attached to your name. When we thought it was supposed to be love, then that's
almost destructive. That's destructive.
Right, exactly. So I can understand, you know, then what, like I said, once you put it in that perspective,
it all makes sense. It all makes sense, I guess. It doesn't make sense, but your synopsis of it makes sense. What you think?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's 9:58. Hey, thanks for rocking with us, everybody. Again, we are one. Save said 100,000. It's 101 plus.
101 strong.
101,000 listeners. Hey, we appreciate y'all. It's Hump Day Wednesday. We're back inside the Cypher Friday. Hey, next week we got a special guest, MC Brainz. Monday and Wednesday, he's hanging out with us, talking about his life. With Motown and Michael Bivins and pretty much his past, present, and future. MC Brainz here with us next week. Back on Friday. Again, thanks for rocking. Hey, take us home, everybody.
Be a blessing.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to keep growing my beard until Passover time. But look out for the beard on
I still
on
got mine, Friday, brother. Still got mine. Mine
yeah.
is growing.
I'm hard body. Hard body with it, son.
We will see you on Friday in some capacity.
Happy birthday, baby.
Thank you. I will be in the A celebrating my birthday. Shout out to everybody that's going to come on and get fresh with me. Have a great weekend.
Word. I hope you're growing your beard too, Gina. We out.
Shut up.